Good afternoon. It's a minute after noon on May 21st, 2007. We're in the Sierra Room, the Community Center in Carson City. Would you please call the meeting to order? Please let the record reflect that Mayor Teixeira has been indisposed at another meeting, and so the task of approving all these budgets has fallen on my rather narrow shoulders. So we'll go ahead and call the roll. Catherine?
Supervisor Williamson.
Here.
Supervisor Alvin.
Here.
Supervisor Livermore.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Stout.
Present.
Mayor Teixeira. You have a
quorum. Excuse. Thank you. We'll rise and do the Pledge of Allegiance. Kelly, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Certainly. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Be seated. Is there any citizen comment on non-agendized items? Now is the time for any member that would like to speak on matters that are not agendized for today's meeting may step forward and speak. Your comments are limited to 3 minutes per person per topic. If you need extended discussion, you can contact Mayor Teixeira, and he'll be glad to put this on another agenda at a future time. Is there any public comment? Thank you. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and adjourn as the Board of Supervisors and convene as the Redevelopment Authority.
Thank you. I call the Redevelopment Authority to be in session. Let the record show we have a quorum, and our only action is to approve our final budget. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll do it.
Thanks, Pete.
Madam Chairman, I'll move to approve the Carson City Redevelopment Authority's tentative budget for final budget for the fiscal year 2007-2008 as presented.
Second.
Thank you. Moved and seconded to approve our budget. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. The budget's approved, and I will adjourn the Redevelopment Authority.
We'll go ahead and convene the Board of Supervisors. Our first action item is action to approve the Carson City Redevelopment Authority final budget for fiscal year 07-08. I will entertain a motion. Is there any public comment on it? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mayor Pro Tem, I move to approve the Carson City Redevelopment Authority tentative budget as the final budget for fiscal year 2007-2008 is presented.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Shelley did.
Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, redevelopment's approved. Next item, action to approve Carson City final budget for fiscal year 07-08. Is there any public comment? Do you want to make a presentation, Ms. Johnson?
We've heard it before, right? You've heard it before.
Okay, thank you. Is there any questions on the 07-08 budget by any of the members of the board? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion.
Okay. I move to approve the Carson City final budget for fiscal year 2007-08.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, the matter is before us. With all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Budget is approved. Number four, action to approve the Sierra Forest Fire Protection final budget for fiscal year 07-08. Is there any public comment on the budget? Have we done this presentation
before? No, the gentleman's here.
We do have NDF in the audience. They can go over the, you have it in your packet, but they'd be happy to go over it. What's included in that budget, and also answer any of your questions.
You come all the way, you should have something to say.
Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon. It's Michael Klug, Fire Management Officer with the Nevada Division of Forestry. And this is essentially the same budget that we presented in the last several years for the Sierra Forest Fire Protection District. It provides for 9 seasonal firefighters at the fire station by the community college and a full-time fire captain who provides leadership and supervision for those firefighters, and also works with fire safety councils and fire prevention, fuels management, and other areas, and provides for a sheriff, a battalion chief to provide incident command on fires. And the only, essentially, like I said, essentially same revenues and same essentially the same expenditures. One item that we were going to ask to purchase was for $12,000 was a portable or a tank and pump unit that goes in the back of a pickup truck for the fire captain to convert that truck into some firefighting capabilities. And that was identified in our capital improvement plan that we submitted to it was Tom Minton last year. Any questions?
Any questions from the board? Thank you, Mike. Seeing no questions, again, is there any public comment? Matters before us, I entertain a motion.
I move to approve the Sierra Forest Fire Protection District final budget for fiscal year 2007-2008.
We have a motion and a second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, the matter is before us. With all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The matter carries unanimously 4-0. Number five, action to adopt a resolution setting the tax rate for county cooperative extension for fiscal year 07-08. Any questions from the board? Any questions from the public?
Just Joanne.
Just Joanne.
Ms. Skilly, do you want to come forward and tell us why you're dressed just exactly like Supervisor Williamson and you're driving a car that's just exactly like her car, too?
Because we're,
or do you want to
we're
talk
kindred
about
spirits.
Or your tax rate.
You never know Joanne be lost to words.
Welcome.
Joanne Skelly, Cooperative Extension. We're dressed alike because we're starting a movement.
That's right.
It's going to be a movement for fiscal responsibility, water conservation, and fire safety.
And everybody has to drive a Prius to do it.
Yes.
Right?
A burgundy Prius, and wear hot pink to meetings.
That's right.
Looks good to me.
We're asking for the same tax rate that we always have. I think you've been happy with Cooperative Extension, and as always, it's a pleasure for us to be able to work together as a team with the city to bring the community the programs that they need to improve their lives and make life a little bit better.
Thank you. Is there any member of the board have any questions for Ms. Skelly?
No, the only thing I would say is you look lovely today. And, tell them about the booklet you have about.
Oh, we have a new book out. It's called Choosing the Right Plants for Northern Nevada's High Fire Hazard Areas. And so it has about 59 pages of color photos of plants, and that's available through Cooperative Extension. And it's also a water conservation book. Truckee Meadows Water Authority actually partnered with us, and that is based on their water conservation plant book, and they let us use all the photos and stuff, and so we modified that for fire safety.
Thank you.
And it is a rather extensive book. I looked at it just before I came to the meeting and gave it to my wife and said, here, these are the plants you're supposed to plant. But I didn't see any tumbleweeds in it. So.
Yes, so, we would prefer that you take tumbleweeds out, Richard.
Well, we read it yesterday in the way to Reno. My wife did it. She looked at the plants, but she brought to my attention. There's a plant right over here, this office complex over here, and she sees one just like that in front of TGIF in Reno, and she wants to know the name of it. So she wants to know if I'll stop by where she gets a leaf off of it. And I said, no, I'll just call Joanne. I'm sure she'll tell me.
If you point out which plant exactly you're talking about in front of that building, I'd be happy to identify it for
it's
you
a red
your
flower.
Wife. Okay, good.
And I would like to say that I have probably every undesirable plant in my yard. So I've got, I have some work to do, absolutely.
We need to get you a hot pink jacket and a red Prius, and then you can join the rest of
us. I have a little red Jeep Liberty, which I like to refer to as my VW bug on stilts. And actually, it's a fairly economical car to drive. So I haven't missed the mark completely. Thanks, Jim.
Supervisor Aldine also has sagebrush right up to her back door.
Juniper.
Okay. All righty. Is there any public comment? Seeing none of the matters before us, I'll entertain a motion.
Resolution number?
2007-R12.
I move to adopt resolution number 2007-R12, a resolution setting the tax rate for the County Cooperative Extension for FY 2007-2008 at 1.28 cents ad valorem.
Motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? The matter is before us. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The matter carries 4-0. Last item, I believe, item 6, action to adopt a resolution authorizing expenditures of funds to nonprofit organizations for fiscal year 07-08. Is there any public comment on this item? We're missing the meeting of today. If If there's no public comment, is there any questions from the board? Seeing none, the matters before us.
Mayor Pro Tem, I move to adopt resolution number 2007-R13, a resolution authorizing expenditures of funds to nonprofit organization for fiscal year 2007-2008.
Have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Did we work out the rent structures for CCOI? And
we're still working with CCOI. RSVP is included in the lease, and with what you have approved
and
with CCOI,
Hispanic
we're
Service?
Still working. Nevada Hispanic Services, you will have something coming to the board on that as okay. well.
Great. Thank you. Would all those in favor please say aye?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Matter carries 4-0. And that brings us to adjournment. Before we adjourn, I would note for the record in reading this weekend's papers yesterday, certainly my condolences, I'm sure the condolences of this board, go out to the Jim and Keith Bodden family. Jean, their mother, died, I believe, on the 16th of May. So condolences to them. And condolences also to the Ed Korda family. Ed was a longstanding proprietor here in Carson City, and we used to, as I grew up, saw him kicking around Carson quite a bit. So,
and a certainly state fire chief.
Right. And certainly, and thanks, Pete, our condolences go out to the Les Groth family, first paid fire chief in Carson City. And he served with me on the Senior Citizens Advisory Board. He died of a stroke. It was rather sudden, so we'll all miss Less on the advisory board for the Senior Citizens Authority. So I think that brings us to the end. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Adjourn. Thank you, everyone, for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sheriff Foster ready.
Nicely done.
He's got his money. He doesn't need to sing anymore.